This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black. Kamala Harris is making her pitch to Wisconsin conservatives and independents with the help of Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
For us to get back to a time where we are actually having policy debates and discussions and disagreements, we have to protect what undergirds all of this. And what undergirds all of it is the Constitution.
Cheney joined the Democratic vice president at a campaign event last night in Brookfield.
The notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down is just wrongheaded.
Both of them say Donald Trump's promise to terminate the Constitution makes him unfit to be president. Democratic candidate for Vice President Tim Walz campaigns in Wisconsin today with the help of former President Barack Obama. The two campaign in Madison this afternoon before Walz heads to Racine tonight. Most polls show Kamala Harris and Donald Trump neck and neck in key states with 2 weeks to go until Election Day. In Wisconsin, Harris leads Trump by 2 points. In-person early voting starts today in Wisconsin. 2 million people are expected to vote in the battleground state. Not only is there the race for president, but control of the U.S. House and Senate are on the line, and new maps could change the dynamic of the Wisconsin legislature. New research is debunking old notions about bullying. Child psychologist Shelley Heimel has looked closely into bullying. She says it does not make kids more resilient.
Kids who are victimized, you know, just sit there all day wondering what's going to happen to them next. I've had notes from kids saying how that's their life.
British researchers found people who were bullied as kids face a higher risk of unstable employment as adults and of premature death. October is Bullying Prevention Month. The Wisconsin Army National Guard met its annual recruiting target this year. That's the first time in 7 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A locked door can deter the casual thief. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department is reminding us of 5 safety tips for preventing thefts from your car when it's parked in your driveway. Always lock your vehicle. This is one of the simplest yet most effective deterrents against theft. Secure your garage. Park your vehicle inside and store valuable items behind a closed and locked garage door. Install motion sensor lighting. Bright lights can make the area less appealing for criminal activity. Keep your driveway clear of valuables. Storing valuable items inside reduces temptation. Get to know your neighbors. Building a good relationship with neighbors creates a sense of community vigilance within your neighborhood. Early in-person voting begins in Wisconsin today. Local clerks are saying they are prepared for a high turnout. To see your ballot and options for early in-person voting, check out myvote.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Rapids Family Center will hold a vigil to honor victims who lost their life due to domestic violence in 2023. 85 people died because of domestic violence in Wisconsin this past year. That is a rate of approximately one death every 4.3 days. The annual vigil will be held at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on Thursday, October 24th at 6 p.m. This year's theme for Domestic Violence Awareness Month is Heal, Hold, and Center. The vigil will also honor those in the community that help to heal victims, hold space for survivors, and center those most vulnerable. The Wisconsin Department of Justice recognizes Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October. There are a variety of programs and grants available through the DOJ for survivors of domestic violence. You can find more information at doj.state.wi.us. Drug Take Back Day is this coming Saturday, but in Portage County, they're starting early. You can drop off unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions and over-the-counter medications in their original containers for disposal. Keep the name of the medicine intact. On Wednesday, you can drop off at the Jensen Center in Amherst from 11:30 to 1. On Thursday in Junction City at the Village Park Lodge from 11:30 to 12:30. On Saturday, October 26th, the Lincoln Center will take drop-offs from 8 to noon and the Community Center in Almond from 1 to 2. There are several drop-off locations in Wood County on Saturday. You can visit doseofrealitywi.gov for the full list of locations and times. There's a chili feed and fundraiser at the Port Edwards Fire Department on Saturday. You can drop off unwanted medications and get delicious chili to dine in or to go from 10 to 2. You can mark your calendar for disaster training in November. United Way is offering volunteer reception center training on November 13th. The VRC provides a system to organize volunteers during disaster situations. You're invited to attend this training and informational session at McMillan Library on November 13th from 5 to 7. This brief training exercise and discussion will be provided by United Way in collaboration with Wood County Emergency Management. Those attending for the first time will have the opportunity to join the VRC team. You can learn more by visiting uwswac.org. The Henry Girls will entertain at the Fine Arts Center in McMillan Library on Thursday, October 31st at 7 p.m. The trio of sisters from Ireland sing in three-part harmony. They interweave their native traditions with bluegrass, jazz, and country, with a harp as their main accompaniment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers have the day off before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. U.S. theaters made a pretty good showing this past weekend, with Smile 2 leading the way. The sequel pulled in $23 million at the domestic box office, edging out the original's $22 million opening weekend in 2022. The film edged out the previous week's champ and fellow horror flick, Terrifier 3, which had a 50% drop, pulling in $9 million at U.S. theaters and falling into third place. The family-friendly film The Wild Robot finished in second place with a take of just over $10 million in its fourth week of release. Finishing in fourth place was Beetlejuice 2. Sorry, I'm just sick of saying Beetlejuice back-to-back. The Michael Keaton-led sequel pulled in $5 million, which was good for fourth place and gave the top five three spooky movies. People can't seem to get enough, as the release of Hocus Pocus pulled in almost $1 million 20 years after its initial release. It's all about the scares. After months of speculation, it's been confirmed that Succession's Jeremy Strong has been cast in the Bruce Springsteen biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Strong will play Springsteen's manager, John Landau. The Emmy-winning actor is fresh off his appearance in The Apprentice as Roy Cohn. Deliver Me focuses on the time in Springsteen's career where he made his award-winning album, Nebraska. The Bear's Jeremy Allen White has been cast as the boss. The album Nebraska was a bit of a departure as Springsteen's fame as a pop star was starting to skyrocket. The record is ranked 150 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums Ever list. Esquire has called Nebraska one of the most honest and emotional albums in history. Fun fact, Jeremy Strong revealed that it's also his favorite Springsteen album. Deliver Me From Nowhere has an anticipated release of sometime in 2025. How do you wash the bad taste out of your mouth called Joker Folie au Deux? You release a new single. That is if you're Lady Gaga. Gaga says, according to Variety, that she will release the song Disease on October 25th. It will be her first single off her seventh studio album. Gaga surprised fans by releasing an album called Harlequin last month on the heels of the release of the Joker sequel, which was panned by critics. Onward and upward. Rick and Morty fans will rejoice when they hear that the show has been renewed for seasons 11 and 12, which is crazy because season 8 hasn't even dropped yet. The word comes from New York Comic-Con by the show's executive producers Dan Harmon and Scott Martyr. Harmon was born and raised in Milwaukee. Season 8 doesn't actually premiere until 2025, which means the show will be on at least through 2029. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high back into the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming breezy with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny and a lot cooler with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.